Welcome back to The Weekender on CJLS. I'm Kevin Northup. Youth and entrepreneurship. It was a topic discussed last weekend, Saturday, March the 14th, at the Yarmouth Library. It was called BizCraft. That was the name of the session. Build your biz, craft your future. A very catchy tagline there for sure, and I think a lot of people were very interested in hearing all about that, and we're going to hear more about that right now. We have a Municipality of Yarmouth Deputy Warden Steve Paquette with us right now, and also Zonna Games creator Matt Doucette. Matt and Steve, thank you both so much for coming into The Weekender this morning.
Nice to be here. Thanks very much, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, BizCraft. Steve, you had a big role in making sure this session was created. So just describe what that role is and how this came to be.
Well, thanks very much. BizCraft is really the brainchild of a larger project that's been brought forward around the issue of women and economic security, as a matter of fact. And part of that program that funneled through the Women's Center and was headed by Kathleen Donchermont Mooney was to engage young people to understand, recognizing economic security, no matter who we're talking about, is going to involve the youth, both as promoting economic security, hopefully, and being on the other side of receiving the benefits or the harms associated with poor economic security. So there was a lot of people involved in the organizing of the event. The facilitators that came down from Nova Scotia were from the Center for Entrepreneurship, Education, and Development, and having the folks from SEED there was excellent. Another major player was through the CBDC and the Students in Business Program that brought a lot to the table, and then Southwest Health was also involved in the organizing of the event as well.
And Steve, you're also involved in the Regional Enterprise Network, and that's focusing on, you know, ways to create economic development here in this area. So youth and entrepreneurship, that's certainly something that could be looked at.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't think, you know, my role is with the Liaison and Oversight Committee as the representative with the Municipality of Yarmouth, but I don't think anyone's looking at economic development in rural Nova Scotia without thinking about youth migration, which is a big issue. A lot of our young people heading out west, often gaining valuable experience and sometimes bringing those economic resources back to our province. But at the same time, it's critical that we start building up a base of jobs and then also a base of the capacity for young people to create their own jobs, which I think is where we come into this role of entrepreneurship.
And that's something else that was discussed, you know, being your own boss. I was told in school, you know, if you work for yourself and you have fun what you're doing, you're never going to work a day in your life. So that was certainly something that stuck with me, setting your own hours and following your passion. And in following passion, Matt, you're a video game developer, and you were telling me you've been doing this since you were at a very young age.
Yes, that's true. My brother and I have been programming and making games since we were 7 years old. So we've been at it for a while now.
Wow, and you've created this Zonna Games. Just to tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, so I guess like my involvement in all this with Zonna Games is just, I guess I'm an example of a youth entrepreneur. I've been doing it outside of even just Zonna. I've basically have been an entrepreneur since I finished university, basically. So then a few years back, around 2008, basically I started up Zonna Games. I guess my involvement with this BizCraft is to be that example of someone doing it, and also to answer the questions. I think roadblocks, I don't know if we're going to get into roadblocks later on, but roadblocks are a huge thing in business and definitely in starting it.
Or Minecraft, too.
Yeah, Minecraft as well. Playing too much Minecraft was one of them. But, yeah, roadblocks can be... Sometimes when I was young, starting my own business maybe wasn't even on my mind until I realized my education was basically over with, my path in life was almost being defined, and I sensed that it wasn't the path for me. So then I was faced with that exact same problem. How do you even get started? So that's a difficult question to answer, but hopefully. I addressed a lot of those questions at this BizCraft.
I think Matthew's being modest. You know, to watch Matthew in the role that he played, you know, not only kind of representing Zona Games, but also representing a possible future for young people that maybe play games, not maybe. Mm-hmm. Every youth.
Everybody.
For all intents and purposes, they're course. All playing games. But to see that there's another side to that, and there's an architecture to that, and there's a real intelligence and creativity that's behind video games, I was just so impressed to see how the young people were responding to Matthew and everything Matthew had to say. So it was just a very, very exciting day. It was a day filled with hope and confidence and young people kind of expressing themselves. And I think young people fail to realize how much power they really have. You know, if we were to look at, I wish I had the numbers in front of me, but if we
I agree with that.
The scope of the entertainment industry and the video gaming industry, how much money yeah. does that represent?
The gaming industry, I usually don't pay too much attention to the numbers, but what I last heard, which is many years ago, it eclipses all other entertainment industries combined.
Wow.
So it's that
big.
That's
incredible, it is.
And these youth are the primary consumers. Mm-hmm. So if you're a part of this infrastructure that's supporting this massive economic machine, the input of the young people is absolutely critical to as a stepping stone to the participation of the youth. And I love to see youth realize how powerful they truly are. So anything that we can do as adults or as mentors to help remind young people of just how much importance they hold in the marketplace, it's exciting. And then to see perhaps them realizing, or it's dawning on them slowly, that, wow, I could really make a living out of architecting these games or being part of, there's so many roles involved with something like that.
And Matthew, a lot of people got to hear you talk about how you make video games. So I know it's a broad question, but what does it take to make a video game?
That is a hard question to answer, and I'm asked that question all the time. Mm-hmm. I guess, let me think, to break it down, you just simply have to get started. And I think that's the answer to how do you start anything that you want to do? You just have to get started. I know that doesn't really sound like an answer, but it can be, for example, to program a video game, you may want to wonder, which system do I make? What language do I use? What software do I download? Just find anything at all. Any software you can use to program, whether it's your first video game is not going to be the multi-million-dollar making game. Just to get started in it, no matter whether you're doing it the right way or the wrong way, is the right way to do it. I think that was a huge thing that we were pushing, is that when I look back, I wish I started earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I started coding when I was a kid, but I didn't start my own business until way, way later. And I wish I started earlier, because once I was done school, I'm not ripping on education here, I'm actually a super fan of it, but I had all of a sudden only had 6 months to get a job to start paying back my student loans. I was actually it was harder for me to start then than it would have been had I started right out of high school. Mm-hmm. I could have you can start businesses in high school. Mm-hmm. I think I was actually talking about how I could have potentially, some of the work I was doing, I could have done potentially in junior high.
Right.
And I had obviously no idea that I could have released any of my work back then.
Yep.
I had no idea.
Yep.
So the power, I like how you said, the power the youth have is insane. And they don't realize it. And I guess that's what we're trying to do, is make them realize it.
Mm-hmm. And now I find that the high schools in the area, they do have entrepreneurship classes now. That was something that wasn't available even, I think, 10, 15 years ago. So now that idea of entrepreneurship is getting in youth's head even earlier when they take that course.
That's right. That's right. And it was interesting, if I might put out there, one of the activities facilitated during BizCraft was like a World Cafe, where a series of questions were asked, and then the youth would give, or the participants, because we had participants, we actually had a father and son who were there together, which I thought was super cool. And but the participants would respond, and one of the issues, or one of the questions, was, what do you think limits young
Right.
people starting their own business? And, you know, bar none, the biggest response was resources. And I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear that through the CBDC and the Student in Business Program, they're providing up to, I don't want to say the number, but they're providing up to $5,000 in funding for young people starting a business, and their age range is sort of 15 to 25. So even though those resources are available, last year I understand only one of those loans was made, and then that's been raised to seven. So our local CBDC, and I know Sarah Gagneau is the coordinator of that program, are doing a great job in making it more accessible and more available. And I think that's part of our role too, is just to help youth understand that there are resources out there.